This is from Isaiah 50, verses 4 and 5. The Sovereign Lord has given me well-instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary. He wakens me morning by morning, wakens my ear to listen like one being instructed. The Sovereign Lord has opened my ears. I have not been rebellious. I have not turned away. Let's pray. Lord, we just come to you tonight. Lord, we have hearts open to you, ears open to you. Father, we pray for minds that will receive everything that you have for us. We pray for an impartation. We pray for an abundance, Father. We pray that we could touch you tonight, that we could be changed and transformed by you and you alone. Father, we declare your lordship over this meeting. We declare your presence is here, and we rejoice, Lord, in who you are and what you did for us on Calvary. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Well, I got to tell you, I'm not real comfortable in a meeting. I like one-on-one ministry. For many years, I've been an elder in a church and have ministered in the pulpit, and I ministered to a lot of people, but I've never been comfortable doing it, so please be patient with me. I believe in marketplace ministry. You know, when I watch Jesus, that's where he shined. Everywhere he went, he ministered, he prayed, he touched, he healed, he redeemed. And his word clearly says, greater things than this will you do. But you know, this world has a way of beating us down. We get crushed. We get wounded. We end up sometimes not believing what we should believe, that what we know is true. And I want to stir you. Todd does a fabulous job of stirring us and activate. He sees, he's a prophet. He sees the very best in us. That's his duty. It's what he's called to do. But you know what? We got to see it. We got to walk in it. And I love, who was here when the apostle was here, Jack? How many of us were here? Man, he did a great job of stirring and activating. He talked about Peter and how Peter missed God and denied him three times. Can you imagine the failing? We all fail God. Let's get real. We've all fallen short of the glory, all of us. Our righteousness is but filthy rags. Stop looking at yourself. Look at what he did. He paid the price. He empowers you. He calls us, we're ambassadors of Christ. We're called to a ministry of reconciliation. Say, why? If you really, and I don't even know where this came from, Todd, but if you really want to go to the Great Commission in Mark, at the end of Mark, it says, we'll cast out demons in his name. We'll heal the sick. We'll drink deadly poison. None of thou hurt us. We've got to believe it enough to walk in it. And Todd asked me to share tonight on prayer, so I'm going to try and bring this back around on prayer. There's so much to prayer. We could spend months here studying prayer. And then there's scriptures that only insinuate prayer, like what Todd's been quoting a lot lately. In Luke 10, chapter 10, he says, my sheep know my voice. And when I first got saved, I thought prayer was a monologue. You know, I prayed to Jesus. I told him all my information and expected him to do something with it. And then I started hearing more and more of the scriptures where the Lord wanted to commune with me, wanted to speak with me, wanted to talk with me. And my prayer started developing, and I'd start joining prayer groups. And this brother back here, Anthony Reese, I remember us getting up at 3:30 in the morning to go pray. And we would pray from 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. on a regular basis. Training in prayer, to being equipped in prayer. And then the Lord started to speak to me in prayer. And it became a dialogue. Can you relate? I'll give you an example. There was a trip I had, and I had to drive about 5 hours. And I'm driving down the road, and I'm listening to my worship music, and I heard the Lord say, I want you to turn off the radio and pray. I said, that can't be you. I'm listening to worship music. You know, I'm praising you. I'm honoring you. And I sat there and fought him for 20 minutes. I did not obey him. Finally, I turned off the radio, and I began to pray, and I was astonished. I knew what to pray. I knew how to pray. It was anointed. I prayed for about an hour. I was so impacted. I was so overwhelmed. I called my bride and said, Jamie, you won't believe this. And I told her about the prayer and how powerful it was. And you know what? 5 days later, we received a letter from one of our family members I prayed for, repenting. We had not talked to him in 6 months. God answers prayer. He's there. He wants us to be involved. By the way, I'm sorry. Jamie, my bride, is not here tonight. She's delivering a baby. So she couldn't be with us. So if you're wondering why Jamie's not here, she couldn't be here. But we have to learn. I fight as much with the obedience as I do with the prayer, Todd. Isn't that crazy? You think I'm alone? I had a situation where the Lord told me to pray for a total stranger. Can you believe my God would do that? Total stranger. Guess what? I've seen the biggest miracles, and I've seen a lot of miracles. I've seen the biggest miracles when I stepped out of my comfort zone and obeyed. When I was willing to say, okay, God, it's you. And I'd say to the person, can I pray for you? And that person says, please pray for me, crying. And you pray for that person and they're healed instantly, instantly. Marketplace ministry here locally. But see, we're so trained by the church. It's not our job, it's the pastor's job. No, we are the church. We are the ones called. Every one of us are called to fulfill his duties, which is Christ in us, the hope of glory. Amen. We were called to be his hands and feet. If we will be his hand, do you realize there's some people that only you can touch, nobody else can? There's people around you that nobody else can minister to but you. And if we will just step out of our comfort zone, God will use us mightily. I've been on the mission field. I've been many places. I've been to Nicaragua, Manzanillo, Campos, Puerto Vallarte. I've been on the mission field and I've seen miracles there. Guess what? I've seen more miracles here in the States. When I'm willing to be obedient to my Father, the miracles happen here. And Jamie and I have this habit we do. How many people have heard of giving 15 minutes? Jamie and I start every morning, Monday through Friday, with giving 15, half for 5 years now. And then we join in prayer after the giving 15. And it is changing my life, y'all. And if you didn't listen to it this week, you need to. Because if you want to be stirred and activated with faith like you've never had before, it will stir you beyond your belief. How many people know our president prayed this week? Do you know how rare that was? Do you know Obama was the first one to denounce that America was a Christian nation? Behind him came Biden. Guess what he did this time a year ago? I call Easter Transvestite Day. Come on, y'all. We got a battle. Lord's waiting on us to be his hands and feet. He's waiting on us to do what he called us to do. And everyone here, don't let the enemy beat you up. You're worthy. You're worthy because of Jesus, the blood of Jesus and the price he paid. Not because what we do. My righteousness is but filthy rags. I'm nothing. I still make mistakes. Todd openly confessed he got a speeding ticket. Thank you, Todd. You're human. You're as sinful as the rest of us. Jack made a point to say, you know, I can relate to Peter. I say a lot of stupid stuff. Yeah. You know, we're human. We're going to make mistakes. It's not that we make mistakes. It's that it's covered by the blood and we get back up and we run to our Father in the presence of our Father and we make less mistakes. We honor him. He empowers us. There's so many scriptures that deal with prayer. How about this one? Be anxious for nothing, but everything with prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known to God. How many of us really do that? I tell you, I have two key ministries that I'm very, very involved with. One is Deliverance with Anthony Reese right there, trained me in that many, many years ago. and I've ministered deliverance with many people. I ministered deliverance so much that I had pastors of other churches calling me, asking me if I would minister deliverance to their people. Trust me, you're not going to cast out no demon without praying. You're not going to cast out no demon without cleansing yourself. You're not going to get cast out a demon without hearing from Father. But I would say this to him, I will do this under one condition. You come to the deliverance, Pastor, because you need to learn how to do it. We're all called to cast out demons. I'm scared of that. I can't do that. We're all called. Every one of us is capable. We all can walk in His steps, in His glory. Greater things than this will you do. Well, back to that prayer. Be anxious for nothing and everything will pray. How many of us pray before we buy a new car? How many of us pray before we sign a contract? Buy a new TV? You know, I bring that up because I teach debt-free living. I believe everyone in here should be debt-free. I'm talking no car payment, no house payment, no nothing. No debt. You know what Jesus says? I came to set you free, and yet you enslave yourself again. Wait a minute. What did you just say? But if we pray, I've been in a place with a young man. That's the young man, he's probably in his late 30s, young to me. And having breakfast with him and reviewing budget with him and all. And he said, man, I just don't know how I'm going to make it. You know, we need to pray. We need to do this. And while I'm there praying with him, a gentleman walks up and said, look, I'm supposed to give you a car. Would you come by my shop and let me give you the title and the keys? Our God's capable. But do we really trust Him in our finances? Is He Jehovah Jireh? Is He our healer? Is He our provider? Thank you for what y'all are walking in, Terry. You and your husband are examples of to stir and activate us. We all need to be stepping out in faith. We all need to be praying more. We all need to be seeking Him more. Right, Doug? Bless you. I want to focus a little bit on what Donald Trump did this week. He announced this week was a holy week. Did you know that? And he prayed an awesome dynamic prayer. I didn't like the man when he first ran for office. Never cared for him. His personality is just so different than mine. And yet, I love him today. I pray for him. I cover him in prayer. It's amazing to me how much he's been changed and transformed. Do you know there was a prophecy that spoke specifically to Donald Trump in 2007? Does everybody in here know? Who is the prophecy from? Kim Clement. Has everybody in here heard that prophecy? Can I read it for you? Todd, is you okay with that? I about came out of my seat. A year ago, I was so discouraged with our president and the stance of America. And God is shining. If you don't believe He's shining, we're going to read something that was written in 2007. Kim Clement's dead today. He's deceased. He never got to see this. He's a singing prophet. It's on the internet. You can get it anywhere you want. I encourage you to listen to pull up this prophecy and meditate on it, okay? Kim Clement in 2007 says, Trump shall be a trumpet. That's exactly how he started out. Trump shall be a trumpet. And everybody's saying, what? What are you talking about? Says the Lord, no, you don't hear me. Trump shall be a trumpet. Are you listening to me? I raise up the Trump to become a trumpet. He will be a praying president, not a religious one. How many people would say he's not religious? Yeah. But I will fool the people, says the Lord. I will fool the people. Yes, I will. Just like our God. Read Colossians and you'll know that. Or Corinthians. God says, the one is chosen shall go in, and they shall say, he is hot-blooded. Would y'all say Trump's hot-blooded?
Yeah.
For the Spirit says, yes, He may have not, he may have hot blood, but he will bring the walls of protection on this country in a greater way, and the economy of this country shall change rapidly, says the Lord of hosts. Listen to the Lord. Listen to the word of the Lord, God says. I will put the him, I will put your him for two terms of president. Now, a lot of people took that as he had to have two consecutive terms. He'd have never accomplished what he's accomplished had he not had a four-year break. If you think about what God's doing, it's powerful. Who will pray? He will not be a praying president when he starts. I will put him in office, and I will baptize him with the Holy Spirit and my power, says the Lord of hosts.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you what. If you can't look at this written in 2007, prophesied in 2007, and you got to hear Kim Clement. I butchered it. Kim Clement had no hesitation to say, I've got the trumpet, and I'm going to give you the trumpet, and he's going to be a hot blood, and he's going to be crude, and people aren't going to like him, but I'm going to use him. Are you listening to me? I'm going to use him, and I'm going to change America because of what he's doing. And that's exactly what's going on. I celebrated this week. I danced before the Lord because I can see the hand of God on our nation.
Yes.
And the enemy can't stand it. He doesn't like what's going on. But I'm going to tell you, we need to be a people of prayer. We need to empower. Your prayers matter. Your prayers, you're an ambassador. Think about the power of an ambassador and what the ambassador has. You can be the one to set somebody free. You can. You don't need me. You don't need Todd. We don't need the church. We're here to stir and activate your gifts so that you are used of God. Man, that's awesome. I'm so stirred inside with what the Lord's doing. And I know I butchered your prayer time, Todd. But I've got a ton of scriptures here. But I'm trying to honor my brother at the same time. So, let me read you what Trump said. This holy week, my administration renews the promise to defend the Christian faith in our schools, military, and workplace, and hospitals, and halls of government. We will never waver in the safeguard the right of the religious liberties, uphold the dignity and life, and protect God in our public square. As we focus on the Christian redemption sacrifice, we look to His love, humility, and obedience. Even in life's most difficult, uncertain moments, this week we pray for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon our beloved nation.
Amen.
We pray that America will remain the beacon of faith, hope, and freedom for the entire world, and we pray to achieve a future that reflects the truth, beauty, and goodness of Christ's eternal kingdom in heaven. May God bless you and your family during this special year, and may He continue to bless the United States of America. Do you know that this man on the Resurrection Day has a celebration at the White House for all the staff to celebrate Jesus' birth? You know what? If we can't get excited, if we can't be stirred and activated, we need to wake up. We got to wake up. God's calling us. He wants to use us. He wants us to take and literally set people free. We're called to set the captive free. We're called to redeem those who need redemption. We're called to speak life and encouragement. Everyone can do it. Everyone can do it. There's nobody who can't be stirred or activated. So, with that, I'm going to turn it over to my brother. I'm not